But if we think about the distinction that I asked us to think about earlier in discussing Aristotle, the distinction between the notion of an entity, of a thing, and that of its being, the phrase may have a more recognizable force. Because the view that I urged us to think about when thinking about Aristotle is one according to which ontology, or metaphysics, the study of being in Aristotle's sense, is not so much a theory of beings, that is, of certain kinds of things, as it is a theory of the being of those beings. And substance is always to be understood for Aristotle as a kind of being and not a kind of entity, not a kind of thing. Reading ontology in this manner is in no way original with Aristotle. I stressed that for Aristotle, that way of reading culminates in the recognition that activity is central to his theory of substance, but it's not original with Aristotle. It's central to the project of early Greek philosophy in general, and Plato's ontology as well. Remember what I just said about the Theaetetus. What goes wrong in that dialogue with each of the suggested accounts of understanding is its attempt to picture understanding as the relationship between a conscious subject and an object understood as the thing, rather than as the subject's grasp of a structure of being, a grasp which, as the dialogue shows, depends upon judgment, that is, the kind of taking of a structure as a mode of being, judging that such and such is the case. What is striking in Aristotle, however, and in a sense this is not so recognizable in Plato as it is in Aristotle, what is striking in Aristotle is his recognition of the connection between the project of a science of being understood this way and a metaphysics or philosophy that, like his, places the notion of activity, that is, of being, in its full gerundive and verbal force at the center of the analysis. What's remarkable about Aristotle is that the theory of being should so clearly be recognized as a theory of being. In other words, as one in which, as we might put it, the central and governing concept is that of the activity of being. Just as I asked you to think about the subsequent history of the notion of virtue, so here I think that as readers of Western philosophy, it's important to ask ourselves, what is it that has led us to think of ontology as a science of things to which qualities belong, rather than, as Aristotle imagines it, an ontology consisting of instances, or understanding the world to consist of instances of being, actively expressing their essential nature? What's happened in our reading of philosophy, and particularly Aristotle, to lead us away from the notion of the centrality of being? Well, I invite you to think more about this. In subsequent philosophy, that notion is sometimes recaptured. The great Austrian philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein begins one of his important works with the remark, "The world consists of facts, not of things." And it's, since it's important for us as thinkers and philosophers to try to understand what it is to recognize that the world is not primarily presented to us as a series of inert objects which have qualities stuck in them like pins in a pincushion, but as a dynamic and complex nexus of modes of being which express their nature and which are what they are. And that's, it seems to me, in a sense, the central metaphysical or ontological insight that Plato and Aristotle can remind us of. Being for Aristotle was focused, remember, on this theory of substance, where Plato is only concerned with essence and with thinking of things as related to essence. Aristotle, remember, wants us to think of these centers of being that are their essential natures, to think of substances in which the subject and the predicate alike are united in the kind of determinate being that's represented in finite, sensible substances like animals. That's a difference, perhaps, between Plato and Aristotle that we'll come back to in a moment. But first, I want to ask us to think now about the third item that we talked about that I asked us at the beginning of this lecture to recall.